We'll open the public hearing. This public hearing is about ordinance 29-2013, additional appropriation from edit. Also, resolution 22-2013, additional appropriation from riverboat funds. And also, resolution 21-2013, additional appropriation from edit. If there's anyone here that would like to speak for or against these ordinances and resolutions, they should come forward at this time.
On resolution 21-2013, the police pension perf to general police new equipment for previously paid police radios. I remember the purchase of those last year. Are we just now paying for it, or what's the deal exactly?
Councilman, what it is, it's a actually put it in the right department. We took it out of perf, and we actually should move it over to the, it's already been paid for, you're right, but we need to move it from police pension to new equipment. Our money's there, it's been paid for, we just have it in the wrong place.
Oh, okay.
Just a corrections, all it is.
Just needed a little clarification there.
The chief would take new radios again if you want to do that.
Again, this is a public hearing on ordinance 29-2013, resolution 22-2013, resolution 21-2013. If there's anyone that would like to speak, they need to come forward at this time. We'll close the public hearing.
Wedding in 30 minutes.
I know, you're going to be lucky.
Call to order the council meeting for whatever this is, November. Everyone's saying for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Standing for prayer.
Yes.
Do we have roll call?
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink?
Here.
Vice President Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
President Rose?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Next is approval of minutes for the October 28th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark to approve the October 28th minutes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. I would like to mention that our thoughts and prayers are with Danny Wilson and his family because of his mother-in-law passed away, Catherine Cotter. And then also Steve Beeman and his family, Steve's mother, Marge Beeman, passed away.
Also, another one passed away. He was a good friend to a lot of people here in this town. Been quite a way around. Bud Bono, I mean, he was well-known, you know. So, that's off to Bud, too.
Excellent citywide cleanup this last week. Mayor's office, Street and Sanitation Department, Republic Service. Who else was involved in that? I know some of the firemen, when they came out to the firehouses, they helped unload a lot of stuff. So excellent job to all those folks.
And we did actually have a very good turnout for that.
Excellent turnout.
Anything else? Not, we'll move to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
No meeting. We'll have a meeting later this month.
Okay. Budget and Finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brink.
Mayor, we will address this under Old Business Ordinance 28-2013, rezoning ordinance.
Tourism Promotion of the City, Councilman Rose.
No report.
Legislative Review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City Services, Councilman Salters.
Just to give a little information, obviously we've had a new deal that Republic is, you know, offered the city and offered the citizens of the city, not the city itself. And it's going to take a little work with, obviously, you know, us as the council and Bryce's. Things progress to kind of figure out, you know, where we're going to stand as, you know, we go on. I know, talking with Republic today, we've had 275 people that have switched to Republic. And I mean, if you kind of look at the numbers there, that'd be about 10% of what our pickup was. So obviously this is going to be a fluid kind of situation. So it's going to be something where we get information from Bryce. Bryce gives information to us, and we just kind of go back and forth, and we work on, you know, if we have to get leaner, if we have to get better, or we have to change kind of policies there. So it's just going to be, you know, a process as time goes on. But that's where we stand right there with the trash collection itself.
A question. I think this is really a lot of the answers to our problems. I honestly do. I like this system that's placed with Republic because it gives people a choice. I guess one of my questions is those 275 people, are they turning back? Are they turning their city totes back in?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So. Okay.
They will.
Okay.
Once they get.
So Republic is tracking that.
Yeah, I do know that they had quite a big rush there at the beginning. So they're working. They're in the process of getting more totes down from their main station. They're getting them here. Once they get them there, then don't they inform your office? And then we've got an address to go get those. So we've got a stable plan for those people that are switching over to get those totes from those people.
Good.
Yeah, we'll move on. Report of any city officers. Being none, we'll move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 28-2013, rezoning from C1 to C2, Wittery 1746 Willow. First reading was read and approved on October 15th.
I'll make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 28-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have second reading of Ordinance 28-2013.
Okay, Ordinance 2013-28, an ordinance providing for zoning regulations for the City of Vincennes, amending Ordinance 10-2012, said ordinance having been approved by the Vincennes City Council of Knox County, Indiana, on May 14th, 2012, and being known as the Zoning Ordinance and Master Plan Ordinance, and declaring emergency. Said ordinance consisting of three sections.
Okay, any discussion?
Mayor, I have the transmittal notice from the Knox County Area Plan Commission. This property description, parts 88, 89, Vincent's Common Land Division A. Common address is 1746 Willow Street, and it will be changing zoning from C1 local business to C2, which is central business. The Knox County Area Plan Commission met in regular session on Tuesday, November 5th, 2013, to hear and consider a petition for changing zoning on property described above. Clem Wittery was present along with his attorney, Jill Doggett, to say that the property is now zoned C1, which did not allow for a used car lot, and the zoning director could not sign for his dealer license if it was not zoned properly. He said that the lots have been used previously as a business to sell homegrown produce by his son. His son is now in college and does not wish to do that anymore, and now he'd like to have a car lot. Wittery has talked to most of the neighboring property owners, and none were concerned unless he was planning trashing up the place. He also bought a piece of property, 15th Street, that had been called Brown's Auto Repair. Now he's doing that as major repairs. His green card's proof of production has all been in favor, and with nothing more to add, the motion was called for, being made by Vermillion and favored recommendation by all city, back to the city council. It was seconded by Voling, and the vote was 7-0 in favor of the motion. It is therefore recommended by the Area Plan Commission that zone ordinance 28-2013 be enacted as amended to the Vincent zoning ordinance and zoning ordinance maps. Signed, Dixie Strauss.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Coulters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 28-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 28-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to have third reading of ordinance 28-2013.
Ordinance 28-2013, an ordinance providing for zoning regulations for the city of Vincennes, amending ordinance 10-2012, said ordinance having been approved by the Vincennes City Council of Knox County, Indiana on May 14, 2012, and being known as the zoning ordinance and master plan ordinance, and declaring emergency, consisting of three sections.
Call for the question.
Wait a minute. Jill, do you want to?
And I, you guys are making good progress here. I mean.
Don't gum up the system.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to leave it the name Happy Tomato Car Lot? Thank you.
Third and final reading of ordinance 28-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. Next up is ordinance 29-2013, additional appropriation from EDIT to pay BLA and SME Brownfield, total of $33,854.87. First reading was read and passed on October 28th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 29-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading of ordinance 29-2013.
Ordinance 29-2013, additional appropriation ordinance, whereas it has been determined that it is now necessary to appropriate more money than was appropriated in the annual budget, consisting of three sections.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Brink?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 29-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 29-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to have third and final reading of ordinance 29-2013.
Okay, ordinance 29-2013, additional appropriation ordinance. Whereas it has been determined that it is now necessary to appropriate more money than was appropriated in the annual budget, consisting of three sections.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of ordinance 29-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote.
Mr. Culp, let the minutes show that we had a public hearing tonight at 5:45 on ordinance 29-2013, resolution 21-2013, and resolution 22-2013, and there was no one here to speak for or against it.
We'll start with new business. First up is ordinance 30-2013, adopting a supplement to the Code of Ordinance S-10 supplement.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 30-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to have first reading of ordinance 30-2013.
Ordinance 30-2013, an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the Code of Ordinances for the City of Vincennes, Indiana, and declaring an emergency, consisting of three sections.
Any discussion?
Have the new S-10 supplements arrived for the ordinance books?
Yeah.
Okay. I need a copy of that for legislative review to go through all that, proofread it, and make a report back.
Do that. Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 30-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 31-2013, ADA amending title 9 General Regulations, Chapter 97, Excavation, and adding 97.034.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 31-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to read ordinance 31-2013.
Ordinance 31-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Title IX General Regulations, Chapter 97, Excavations, and adding Section 97.034 with six sections.
Discussion?
You want to?
Basically, what this is to any time that there is somebody that's doing work on sidewalks or curbs, that they make sure that they are putting it back to the ADA standards that the city has in place, which is, I forget the.
They're actually going to be known as ProWag standards. Any time that we have a driveway installed or a curb ramp or a sidewalk replaced, this ordinance is going to give us the gusto we need to make sure that they put it in according to these standards. The ProAg standards, we paid consulting firm to analyze all our ADA ramps. Part of implementing this plan is this ordinance.
And basically, you're already seeing this being done around the city. Any place you've seen, like Miller Pipeline doing the work for Vectren, if they're taking out a sidewalk, putting it back, you'll see that corners are being put back ADA.
Until now, we've been asking them nicely to put stuff in according to ProAg standards, to which they have complied. There was one ramp that was put in that doesn't meet, and we've asked them nicely to replace it. But after, since we'll have this in the ordinances, then they'll be obligated.
Is there any teeth if someone does not replace according?
Yeah, I think Chapter 97 has a penalty clause in there.
Okay.
For the whole section.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Does this include when the gas company comes in replacing gas lines across the streets, they run onto your property? I mean, who pays for the, we have to pay for it, our property owners? I had the question on that for the simple reason, when the gas company came in my neighborhood and replaced lines across the street, well, they had to come into my driveway, and then come to find out after they poured all the rocks back in there, you know, what happened was the fact that it was leaking. And they said, well, it was an old line, so I said, but it was not leaking when it happened. But I had to pay a goodly amount of money to replace the piping all the way around my house.
Once a utility exits the city-owned right-of-way, it's between that property owner and the gas company. Our responsibilities as a city end at that city right-of-way line. So what this ordinance does is if they put one of those lines through the corner of a sidewalk at a curb ramp, they're obligated to put back a curb ramp that meets or exceeds the PROAG standards. Or if they tear into a sidewalk, the sidewalk has to go back according to these standards. But once you're outside that right-of-way limit, it's no longer on city property, it's on the private property.
Well, it didn't seem right, but I already paid it now, you know. But I don't know, it should be, if it's not leaking before they start putting new piping in on the street side of my driveway, then it should be taken care of by them. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yeah.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of Ordinance 31, 2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. Okay, we'll move on to Resolution 21-2013, additional appropriation from EDIT for training and consulting, Clerk Treasurer, $5,000, and $176,557.25 from Police Pension PERF for police radios already paid.
Make a motion to read Resolution 21-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to read Resolution 21-2013.
Resolution 21-2013, additional appropriation resolution. Whereas it has been determined that it is now necessary to appropriate more money than was appropriated in the annual budget now, consisting of three sections.
Okay, any discussion?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Earlier this year, we had decided that we were, instead of additional appropriations being resolutions, they were going to be ordinances. Was there a reason that this one and the next one, were switched back to resolutions instead of ordinances? Is there a...
I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you on this... Resolution 21, it's a housekeeping issue. End of the year is coming. You only meet one time in December. We'll have a lot of things on our plates at that meeting for encumbrances and
sure.
The same thing that Bryce Anderson mentioned at Board of Works that we're going to have end of the year, so budgets aren't in the negative. So that's why it was done. I think the reason to go to ordinances was if it took more studying or something along that lines, that it just wasn't presented to the council at one time. This is something that's it's not as in-depth as a lot of your additional appropriation board.
Okay. I would just urge this council to, obviously they're already on here, the resolutions, we'll deal with that tonight, but in keeping and trying to be consistent, that we keep those additional appropriations as ordinances and not as resolutions. That's something we talked about early in the year, and I think we should be consistent on that.
And I agree with that. I mean, they are supposed to be ordinances.
Okay.
I don't know if there was just a miscommunication with Dave's office.
In 2013, I did request that be a resolution because of a timing issue.
That's right.
On the street sweeper. We're already 2 weeks late paying the balance of that because of the timing of when things came in and when the bill was due. I think November 1st was Bryce. And Bryce paid what he could out of his line item, but then we had to pay the balance.
Okay.
So we're already 2 weeks late paying the remainder of that balance. So, like I said, that was a timing thing to not make that company wait any longer.
Okay. Okay. So the second one, my second question is the training consulting. It's an additional $5,000. Do we not have money in your line item that we can transfer some funds? Being this is the end of the year, are there not additional funds from within any line items that you could transfer instead of doing an additional appropriation?
That's a very good point. That's probably the clerk treasurer's number one priority, to make sure that any budgets have enough money to transfer, or you have to ask for additional money. Councilman, the way this works is it's going to come out of edit, and if my department doesn't use the money, then the money goes into the general fund. And we need to carry balances in the general fund. I find it interesting that this is a $5,000 program, and it's the lowest one tonight on the agenda, and it seems to be getting the most bites on it. So I'm real happy and pleased that this council has interest in $5,000 from a department which brings you $1.3 million in the last 2 years. So thank you.
That didn't answer my question, though. Do you have money in another budget that you could transfer?
I answered your question, sir.
Well,
what is your
and I'll go back and restate it, that it's the first priority of any clerk treasurer that knows what they're doing, that they would have any money in someone's budget. If they ask for additional money, you would look at it and see if you had any place to transfer. I thought I answered that in the beginning. Now, if you think you know a place where I can transfer it from, I would be happy to oblige.
Okay.
If you want to try to run my office, why, just tell me where you want it taken from.
Well, I don't know if we need to go adversarial on this, but you have, and this is an appropriation report from 10-18. You got 35-8 sitting in part-time help. You've got some more additional funds in here, and it looks like you're over by 33. So simply, your 33-11 would be the exact in your training consulting. So just in line item alone, part-time help, you would have more than enough to cover that, unless there are some additional monies in there that's not listed on this 10-18 report.
Correct. We took $3,000 out of part-time that we moved to postage two meetings ago, or one meeting ago, or something there. So, you know, like I say, the money's going to stay in the general fund if we don't use it. And I'm only doing what the council asked me to do last year when we talked about, when I asked for $25,000 in consulting. And it's the same thing we said this year. And even Councilman Salter said, well, you come back and see us when you need the additional money. And that was the last budget hearing. Now, the budget hearing before that, I was told the same thing by this council. So I'm just doing what the council says and coming here to see if I can get $5,000 additional to do the work that you asked me to have done. Yeah. to begin with.
Well, I just want to preference this as nicely as I can here. I did ask the question what that additional $5,000 was for. An email was sent to you requesting that information. You sent back a letter to five of the seven council members with an explanation. I don't understand why we can't have this information ahead of time.
Mr. Brink, I think your timeliness there is a little off, because I never got some kind of email from you till after I had given it to the other members, the Democratic members of the council. And the reason I did that is it was for strategy reasons. And
strategy reasons?
Yeah, strategy reasons. And
what kind of strategy? I'm afraid I don't understand. You have a strategy for the city's money? I don't understand that. Maybe you can explain that.
Well, I don't have to explain it. It's my reasons of why I put in there that I felt I should have it. You've never supported anything I want to do, so I'm not going to waste my time on sending an email to you.
Okay.
I'm going to send it, and I'm just reciprocating the way Mr. Salters did my office when I sent him an email under the trash program, the
okay.
stickers. Now, let me finish, may I?
Mm-hmm.
I ask about the labor of the employees under the trash situation, that if we were doing away with private, with hauling and going to private hauling, what were we going to do with those salaries of those people? What were we going to do with those people? I never received an answer for it. So I thought maybe that's the way that, you know, it's supposed to be done. Now, as far as me and emails, I have a priority and my prerogative to send emails to whomever I want on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to file through the open door policy about emails that I do for strategy or something, why, you know, we can do that too.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Facebook, where you mentioned my name with the word shady.
Actually, I clarified that.
I changed it. You know, I changed it in the email. It said "culp" in the same sentence as the word shady.
You might want to read that.
The only thing that I, you know.
Excuse me, is the audience going to participate in this?
I just got, like, I know this is kind of a small issue and we're dealing with, like, little things, but I mean, like, a situation like that, I was CC'd, I didn't email you back because I was CC'd with TJ, with the rest of the council on that, and, you know, I know you're not misleading us, but I mean, it does look bad when you do send that to the rest. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying it just looks bad. And, you know, I just know that it's a small issue now, but is that going to build up as time goes on? And that's something that I don't want to see. I mean, I'd like to have as much information as possible as everybody else on here just to make a, you know, a good educated decision when we come to it. And that's all I want in the end. And I mean, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm not saying you're misleading us. I'm just saying in that kind of situation, as it goes on, it does just look bad on face value. It just does.
Well, Councilman, I understand that, but you didn't send me an email out. You had another councilman do that.
It would be the same email. I was CC'd on the bottom of it. I was right. I mean, what would be the point in sending another one? I mean, so I apologize for that. I'll send another one exactly the same way next time.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
No.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 21-2013 passes by a vote of 5-2. Moving on to resolution 22-2013, additional appropriation to pay claims from riverboat funds to key government finance for street sweeper, $20,000, final payment, and best equipment for $65,548 for trash totes, a total of $85,548.
Make a motion to read and approve resolution 22-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatton to read and approve resolution 22-2013.
Resolution 22-2013, additional appropriation resolution, whereas it has been determined that it is now necessary to appropriate more money than was appropriated in the annual budget, now therefore consisting of three sections.
Any discussion? Should be mentioned that the street sweeper, $20,000, this is the final payment.
Yeah.
Bryce has apologized. He should have been in the budget for this year. He missed it, so this is just to make the final payment and the street sweeper be paid off.
I do have a question on this one as well. What, obviously things have really kind of changed up, if you will, in the last week after Republic made their announcement of offering citizens $10.50 a month. But where do we stand? Do we need these additional dumpsters? Do we need the totes? Do we need the additional totes? You have, what was it, 275 switched.
That's if every resident had a tote.
Right. I guess what I need to know is what the end game is before we spend $65.5. What is the end game? What are we doing with?
And can I add on that? Like, I know we want to be responsible in this process because obviously this is a decent chunk of change. But like, what are we going to do? How are we going to allocate these? What's the process of making sure? If somebody comes in wants that, or we switch back and forth over, is that something that we're going to need to establish and kind of go through? Even thinking past this. Maybe even reestablishing the totes that are ours that are out there, just kind of floating that we obviously that's a problem that was passed, but I mean, yeah. If we're going to deal with this as a whole, I would assume that we would do that too. Those are my main concerns of just the process of making sure we get those to the people that need them, not to the people that, are just taking them for that, and making sure that when they do leave the system itself, whether it be from moving or switching over, that we have a system to go back and forth for that. And I guess maybe that's a communication line or just maybe a process that we're going to need to set up as we move forward, because obviously the situation is extremely fluid now. I mean, things move pretty fast recently. So, I mean, it kind of puts us, right now where we're just, kind of feeling around trying to figure out where this is at.
As far as the end game goes, it's changed, and
yeah,
by doing what we've done at this point, I think it's worked out for the better. There, one of the big sticking points of the whole process is there were 3,000 people that were going to be forced onto a system that currently aren't on the system, and now they have a choice. And I think this system that we've got right now, it basically turns it into a win-win from a lose-lose situation. I mean, we really couldn't win before, but now I think all parties should be happy. A lot of people are never happy, but I think it just gives people a choice, because they can, if they don't want to go buy the stickers, they can go with Republic, and they can get their trash picked up. The street department is going to have to get much more efficient. Mm-hmm. And if we distribute, if everybody has totes, I don't even see why we need a packer truck. Because when I talked to one of the private companies, when we were debating the issue about privatizing, they said they were going to keep, all they were going to have in Vincennes was an automated truck. They weren't going to have a packer. So I don't even see why we would eventually need a packer, which, getting closer to the end game, it's really premature to say what is the end game, because we don't know how many people are going to switch. I've been surprised at the number of people that told me how, they were adamantly in support of us originally going to privatizing it, and then I've approached them now and said, hey, here's your answer. You know what several people tell me, I think I'm gonna stick with the city. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean you're gonna stick with the city? You've been kind of in my face since we've been debating about this, and this is your answer. Here it is. You don't have to mess with the stickers anymore. So as far as what is the end game, it's still to be determined. If 2,000 more people decide they want to go to the Republic, then the street department is going to have to reallocate their resources to strictly street with very little, if any, sanitation. But that remains to be seen at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with that.
We don't know what the end game is. And so it's kind of, we've kind of got a wait and see attitude, but I honestly think we need to get these totes. Yeah, I agree we should have 275 totes sitting at the street department, but I bet you we don't have even near that number at this point. So it's a, and if people have totes, it's going to make the street department's job so much more efficient to pick those up. All we have to do is do spot checks on stickers. And I could, these street department employees know who doesn't put stickers on their bags. These people know who's cheating the system. You know, these street department employees are pretty smart people. They know what kind of car these people drive. They know what their dog, this dog looks like in this yard. They know what color shutters this house has, and they know if people have stickers on their bags. So, and they, so, you know, it's a wait and see process, but we definitely need to get the trash totes at this point, because it's going to keep the city cleaner. People won't have bags sitting out there. We won't have to worry about utilizing the Packer truck. We can do like I said, those people that were, you can't get the automated truck to, that private contractor said, hey, that's just a matter of somebody getting those bags and throwing them in the back of the automated truck. So, I mean, as far as the end game, I don't think we know yet.
And to add on to what Scott's saying, I mean, I know Scott and I have had some, you know, heated arguments over this, or why not? I mean, a lot of us have, but I think it's a, you know, it's a pretty big win for the citizens to get a choice. Now, as a city, we're just going to need to be responsible and keep lines of communication not just open with, you know, us on the council, but we're going to have to keep it open with Bryce, and we're going to have to keep it open with Republic, because, like Scott said, like we've said so far, this is a pretty fluid situation that kind of came to us. Being responsible in that, learning new things, because now we're going from debating systems, now we're debating how to become more efficient as more information comes to us, and that's what we're going to have to wait on. We're going to have to see how do the citizens respond to this. So that kind of puts us on our heels a little bit. It's not a bad situation to be in, because, you know, in the end, the citizens are going to have the choice to be able to figure this out, and then it's up to us to make sure that whatever they choose and however they choose it, we just got to figure out how to make it work in the end. So that's a pretty big benefit for the citizens.
Bottom line is that with this new option, there's potential of savings to the taxpayer in both equipment costs and possibly in man hours. Additionally, it'll save the inconvenience of having to go out and purchase stickers. But for those who wish to stay with the current system, that system will not be going away. You will not be forced by your city government into a situation that is not of your own choosing. And to me, I think that's the way we as citizens would prefer to be treated by our government.
Okay, as far as these totes go, they've been ordered, they're here. We figured we were gonna need 1,000. They have to be marked with our logo and the serial number and all that stuff. So they're here to be paid for. Whenever the council decided to not go private, we knew we were short these totes. We had no idea that Republic was going to come in and offer this service.
Yeah.
Offer now. It had been nice to know this months ago, but we didn't.
Yeah.
It's not like these totes are going to rot. If there's extra totes, we'll store them. And the 275 that have switched, we don't know that they're homeowners, if they're renters, maybe right. A renter, maybe the next renter may come in and say, no, I want a tote. And so it's going to be a
continuing
process. But we needed these totes to make this system with the automatic truck more efficient. And the deal with the rear packer, you said that, you know, we still pick up recycling with a rear packer. We do not have totes to pick up recycling with the automated truck. And the two rear packers we have now have met their life expectancy. There's times that they've both been broke down in a week, and then we have to go rent a truck and pay $5,000 a week to rent that. So regardless, whenever the new packer truck bill comes in, we still have to have that for recycling.
Okay, so we're not...
The only good thing is, depending on how many people switch, there may be less wear and tear on all this equipment because we'll be picking up.
So the pickup, I take my recycling out to Republic once a week anyway, so I don't recycle, curbside recycle, but we don't have the pickup truck pulling the...
We haven't had that for a while.
And I understand, Mayor, that this kind of puts a whole new pickle into everything with what happened last week. And I understand that you've already ordered the totes that are already here. Is there a way we can sit on this for a couple of weeks and see what happens as far as numbers go?
Mark McNeese, 608 North 6th Street. We had a number of totes before that are disappeared. They're gone. So how do we have an accounting system for these totes now? And then the
when
other question
delivered,
is...
delivered, it will be numbered to an address.
And then the other question is that the water department, to turn on my water, I have to have a deposit of $25. Why isn't there a deposit for a tote? Even a nominal fee... to ensure that it gets back to you. I mean, it just makes sense to me. If you threw away that kind of money before, even with the accounting to an address, people move. They leave town. They go to Bicknell. They come in. They go to Lawrenceville, come back. It just seems like you're going to throw money away and money away and money away without some sort of deposit, even $20. My only statement. Thanks.
Manner. We will back to the last administration before that, administration before that, and talk about this and talk about that. Right now, we're under Joe's administration. You're short of totes. These people out there hiring for totes every day. You need more totes. These people, I've had several people come to me. I make them out cheaper one month going with Republic. Next month, I'll come out cheaper with the stickers. I'm staying with the stickers, but we still have people. I got two names in my pocket right now that need totes. These people out there who need totes never had totes. What happened to the ones from last administration? I don't know. But what's that got to do with now? You need totes, get the totes.
I got one. President Ross, would this be something that we want to look into possibly? Like our tote policy itself. I think that would probably be a good idea to.
Is that something you want us to do now?
Yeah, we can look into it. We can look into a fee, but I don't know how you're going to go back on everybody that has a tote and charge them a fee for a tote plus. Bryce will tell
Bryce
you,
is
we
grinning.
Picked up totes out
about,
in the county.
Bryce?
It's...
He wants to know how we're going to do that.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there that just try to throw any idea on the wall to see, how to improve our ability to keep track of those, get back what's ours, and be able to distribute to those who need and be able to, hold and reserve those that, we have in storage.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find a system that works, but I can tell you the street department's not going to know whenever houses are bought and sold and the homeowner changes and
moves.
It's unfortunate, but we can get with maybe landlords and the inspector's office can work with them on when renters change if they're to follow those a little bit easier, but.
And if somebody doesn't have money for that deposit, they're just going to say, "Well, keep your tote."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's.
It's something to think about.
Right, it is.
I just think prior to voting for $65,548, we need to have some sort of a game plan in place. Whether we go, I just don't see that game plan yet. I mean, you're stuck. You're in a pickle, Mayor, because we have them.
Tell you, this was the game plan after you voted down privatizing, because I met with both of you, the president and vice president of this council, and said, this is what we have to do. We're going to need about 1,000 totes. We're going to need a near rear packer. And then when we get all this in, we're going to go to 5 days a week, and the plan was in place. We had to have the 1,000 totes to get that plan in place. Since then, Republic has come in and offered this service, and I can't say, sorry, you're not offering that to our citizens or a private business. I'm like you. It's those that want it can take it, and those that don't can keep buying stickers and use a tote.
That's right.
But we didn't have that information 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Has it been
that long?
Oh, yeah, not even.
And I don't have a crystal ball that I could say, you know what, in 6 months, Republic's going to come along and work a deal out.
I just want to try to bounce this logic off. So, we get the 1,000 totes in. I mean, obviously, we could use those then for possible replacement.
Right.
The ones that are. Right. So, I mean, we could use those for a positive use. I mean,
they're not going to go to waste, and not that this council would ever privatize. But if it did, part of that would be that the company that comes in and takes over has to buy these totes from us.
That's right.
So regardless, we're either going to pay for them and use them as our own trash pickup, or down the road, if you privatize, require that company that comes in to purchase those totes from us.
We could also, I can't really, I'll be perfectly frank with you, I can't remember with the auspices that I was voting no on this. And although I still don't see much of an end in game, and I am going to switch over, because we do, there's no doubt about that, and quite frankly, we could use them for other things. Well, that as well, quite frankly, you bring up a valid point. We'll be ready for that when that day comes. But we could also use them for more other things throughout the city. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to,
yeah.
I came in here, you know, obviously with the same kind of mindset, but you know, you kind of talk these things through. We're going to be able to put these places, put these totes somewhere. I mean, it's basically, with everything being so fluid, it's going to be nice that we already have replacements. I mean, going through that process of privatization, talking with Republic, I mean, they're replacing their totes, you know, every couple years, every 3 or 4 years. So, I mean, now we've already got, you know, basically a stable of totes that are going to be there for us in the process. So, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to go with the hand that's been dealt to us, and
yeah,
we'll figure it out as we go along.
I do think, though, we need to definitely look at some sort of accountability, though. I think Mr. McNeese is spot on in that, and the fact that we can't continue just to throw them away, basically. How much are they a piece? I mean, they're
65
a piece. I mean, that's.
But when
I will promise you this, it'll be kept better track of this time, because it'll be our own employees passing those out, and not some
right,
company hired
exactly.
Because it's going to go sit them at somebody's
I like to hear that, too. Thank you.
And we don't have any idea where they're.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we changed your mind. Can we call for a question?
I think you can.
Call for a question.
Mr. Brink?
Well, yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 22-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. We will move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $406,762.77.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $406,762.77.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Claims in the amount of $406,762.77 are paid by a vote of 7-0. We have nothing under miscellaneous, so we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
What did you say?
My best move.
move us along.
Thank you.
You did well, sir.
I did.
Very proud.
Take a pen in the drawer, so they have an emergency pen.
We'll share.
Oh, okay. I'll come with you. Thank you.